understand that you're going to be asked to do certain things, divesting and things of that nature, and understand that they're doing it not to make people's lives difficult. They're doing it because of the intelligence and what the threat is saying. So please be engaged and attentive and aware about the actions. So, for example, they're going to ask you to take off your shoes. And that's because of Richard Reed, December of 2001. That's still a very viable threat. They're going to ask you to take out your computer, Kindles, iPads, e-readers, and things of that nature, once again, because of the threat. They want to see a very clear picture of that device to make sure that it has not been tampered with. And as I mentioned to you before, they're going to ask you to divest 311, liquid gels and aerosols. And that's because of the transnational plot that almost went off in August of 2006. Those threats are still real. You're also going to be asked to empty your pockets. If you remember December 2009, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the Christmas bomber, that is still a viable threat that these officers need to prevent. So please remember that this is a partnership. We have our job to do. We're ready. We're prepared. And we want to get the public through to their destination safely and on time. And all we ask the public to do is be aware of that partnership and think about what they're packing, when they're showing up, and why we're doing what we're doing. And if we do that, I believe we're going to have a very successful summer here at the Syracuse International Airport.